Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Podcast. I'm your host Ryan, and today we have a special episode. We have a brand new guest. It's been a long time since we had someone new on the podcast, but I'd like to introduce Yeti. Yeti, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. It's a Saturday over here, California. It's nice and beautiful outside with the crazy winds, but I'm doing good, kind of recovering from the coronavirus, but really excited to have you on today, man.
I'm excited too. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, you know, it's so cool when I was streaming on TikTok, but that's where you really just said, hey, yeah, I want to be on the podcast. Like, I appreciate that so much because this podcast is meant for all of us. It's meant to bring people together, talk about this stuff. You know, obviously we're in the Halo community, so it's going to be really cool to share a lot about that today. But as I always do, when someone's new on the podcast, I love doing icebreaker questions. Now, I made sure to give these to you. So I'd like to start off with your first one, which is, what is your favorite game of all time?
My favorite game of all time was Halo Combat Evolved. I mean, that's what really got me into the Halo. I mean, the Halo scene. I was just a kid when it came out, man. And getting that first Xbox and getting Halo, and then getting into that, just the lore of that game, is just really brought me into the franchise, and I haven't left it since. I've played every single Halo ever since Combat Evolved, and it's literally a part of my life. So,
yeah, I love to hear that. Obviously, we've been through the rough times as well, but now we're kind of getting back into what I would say is like the silver age of Halo. I think we're getting there for sure. When it comes to Combat Evolved specifically, is there any one part of that game, though, that stands out to you the most, that, like, you, when it comes to nostalgia, too?
Okay. So it would have to be literally the first mission when you're on Halo, and just the entire scenery turns into that flood. That flood esque feel. Like, you don't know what's going on, but there's something not Covenant going on in the game. You know, that's what really, the flood is a huge, I love the flood aspect of the game more than anything, because it's, you know, you get the alien aspect from the Covenant, but the flood is more than the alien aspect. And it's just something that has really drawn me into the franchise, was that first flood mission in the game.
Yeah, I would hope everyone knows that's listening, but in case you don't, so the mission we're referring to is 343 Guilty Spark. You're playing through Halo, like Yeti's saying, you're fighting these aliens, you feel like it's a Star Wars vibe, and then out of nowhere, your video game turns into a slight horror game, and I couldn't agree with you more. That is ultimately my favorite part about Halo Combat Evolved, because even as a kid, and we talked about it on stream, I just didn't expect that at all. Like, it scared the hell out of me. The library was horrifying. I was 8 years old, you know? Like, so 8 years old, that is that. Just running through the gauntlet, 343 Guilty Sparks, just laughing at me as I'm dying and running scared. So I love that, man. That is like the most perfect answer, and I couldn't agree with it more. Is like, you know, when I was replaying it on stream, I was just like, oh, I love these memories so much. But yeah, awesome answer. Next up would be, what is your favorite movie or movie franchise of all time?
You know, I had a tough time thinking about that
Most people do.
question. Because you know, you got your answers like Star Wars and like Lord of the Rings and stuff like that, but one of my all-time favorite movies growing up was those classic Godzilla movies. I got really into the MonsterVerse when I was younger, so those Japanese made Godzilla movies, those are something I just loved watching when I was growing So I'd have to say that, like, just in general, just like the Godzilla movies, the old ones.
I think my favorite one from the high sea era back in the day was Godzilla versus Destoroyah. That movie always like hit me in the heart when I was a kid. The action's great, of course. When Baby Godzilla dies, thankfully he comes back, and that's a whole other podcast. But no, I agree with you. You know, the movie question's funny. There's like parameters I have to set. So my favorite trilogy of all time is Lord of the Rings. My favorite movie of all time is Back to the Future. So like that's how I kind of separate it. And then like favorite superhero movies, Captain America, Winter Soldier. So it's like I have to do parameters, dude. I'm right there with you. It's a tough one. And honestly, I think this next one is tough too. So I am incorporating more music because I had a music podcast, but now I'm doing everything together. So what is your favorite band of all time?
My favorite band of all time is Hollywood Undead.
Oh shit. Okay. Hell yeah. Dude, that's amazing.
Growing up in like that MySpace era, and then like listening to them going through MySpace, and then all of a sudden like they're a huge aspect of my life. Like growing up playing Halo 3, and listening to Undead, just vibing to that song when I was like 8, like 10 years old. Like
That's a great song.
it's a great song.
So it's on the what is that record called? That und Is it All Undead? Is it self-titled? Anyways, the
Hollywood
extra
Undead.
song,
That first song was Swan Songs.
Swan Songs.
That was their first album.
Yeah, so it's funny, the deluxe edition of that has all the demos that I used to listen to, and they put it on that record. I still listen to some of those songs today. I would walk home from high school. I was, you know, when Halo 3 came out, 2007. So yeah, I was a freshman in high school, and I'd walk home listening to Undead, Paradise Lost, and then all the demo songs like Circles and Knife Called Lust. So that's awesome, man. That's awesome. I think their old stuff is really good. I haven't heard anything since then, but I'm sure it's still good, man.
Very good stuff. What are their the one of the original singers, Deuce, that was in Swan Songs, is no longer in, hasn't been in Hollywood Undead for since Swan Songs. So they've had a new singer with them ever since, but it's still got that good Hollywood Undead vibe for sure.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, man. So thank you so much for answering those icebreaker questions. It's a really fun way for us to get to learn about you, and your tastes and where you're at, you know, see the diversity of everyone's choices. It's really fun for us. But you're in a community, or you know, whatever you guys want to call it. I didn't ask officially.
It's a gaming community.
So a gaming community called Frogs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So Frogs is really freaking really OP with Grapple Shot. It was a joke created by Copper and Emperor Wilbur, aka the God Frog on TikTok, Kermit the God Frog on TikTok. They were It was a joke that they just kind of ran with it, and it's 2 years in the making, and it's a great community. We don't just do the Halo, we do Fortnite, we do COD, we do whatever you guys want to do. We're just vibing, but mainly it's a Halo community. Obviously, grapple sh freaking real OP with the grapple shot, you know. So.
I love that. You know, I was fortunate enough to find myself in one of your guys' custom lobbies probably a couple weeks ago now, and it was amazing. I loved every bit of it. It reminded me of the classic Halo days, especially like Halo 3, Halo Reach, and it was fun. Everyone was nice as shit. I mean, I already pretty much knew half of everyone, mainly from TikTok, which was even funnier. yeah, shout out to Wilbur. I love that guy. But yeah, that is awesome, man. All of you guys are wonderful people. Go ahead.
Yeah, we, so a lot of us are content creators, obviously, you know, through TikTok and Twitch and streaming. Most of us don't, or most of us are streamers. Some of us are just, you know, content creators doing stuff on TikTok. But we do monthly wars or challenges, just to, you know, fresh content to not just our own content, but to, you know, Halo and the, just the franchise in general. Like, when I joined, like 2 months in, we went into the classic wars and we just went back into the old Halo games. And as a community, we played all those Halo games together. And I got to tell you, that was probably one of the most nostalgic things we've done since I've joined Frog, is go back into those old games and play together and, you know, create memories that some of us didn't have growing up, you know, like with the land and stuff like that. Some of us didn't get a chance to do that kind of stuff. So it's nice. I really love the community that I'm in and the challenges that we do together it's pretty great.
Yeah, no, I agree. And being able to, I mean, you guys are honestly doing quite literally a community service. So some of your newer members, maybe some of the younger crowd that play up with you guys, you're doing them a huge favor, because nothing comes close to Halo when it comes to a LAN party, but these custom nights that you guys have, these challenges you guys have, are about as close as you're going to get in 2023. So I think that's absolutely wonderful. The question I had for you, and I'll make sure and put it in the link in the bio of this episode, is there a specific Frogs page that people can look for, or you just want to look for yours? Or
On TikTok, it's just Frogs. It's at F period R period O period G period S period on TikTok. That is our main page. That is where all of our announcements and stuff will be on, as well as anybody that has FRGS in front of their name on TikTok. We all have links to our Discord and YouTube, Patreon, anything. Most of us have those links on our page. So yeah, but Frogs is our main one.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I'll make sure to put all of that in the description below. So if you're listening and you want to check it out, please do. Please support them. They're wonderful people. Next up, we're going to move on to a couple non-Halo things and then jump back into Halo. I didn't know if you had a chance to watch these, but if you didn't, we'll still kind of go over them because they're obviously a pretty big deal. So I wanted to talk about the GTA 6 trailer and the Monster Hunter Wilds trailer. Did you happen to watch either of these?
I watched both of them. Yeah.
So we'll talk about GTA 6 first. What did you think?
So I'm not, I've never really been, I mean, I played the franchise, of course, growing up, you know, Vice City, you know, all those ones. But the way that game looked, it was beautiful. It looked beautiful. And I loved how that they brought real life things that have happened throughout the years into the game. And showed it from that gaming standpoint. The graphics looked amazing. It's been a long time coming, though. I don't know how long it's been since 5, but I'm assuming 10 years. Okay, so that's a long time coming, and I feel for the Grand Theft Auto community, because the Halo community almost had that long of a stretch in between 5 and Infinite. So I feel for that community, but it looks like a great game. It looks like it's gonna be great.
I couldn't agree more. I grew up, I'm very, very grateful to have older brothers. I, you know, grew up playing GTA 3, Vice City, San Andreas religiously with my cousin. We would take turns to see who can get wanted the level and survive the longest, and whoever dies has to give the other person the controller. So it's like couch co-op.
That's awesome.
I, Yeah, this is very fun. Shout out to Jarrett. He'll be listening to this. But yeah, so I love the old GTAs. GTA 4, again, me and my cousin, we had played the hell out of it with our friends online. And it was a great experience because it was grounded. You didn't have to earn money to buy stuff. You didn't have to live a second life. And so I'm sure you can figure out where I'm going. GTA 5 is great, but I felt like it was just too much. Like there's just too, like I felt like I had too many options to do anything in the world. And the stuff just costs too much to earn online. The community was pretty toxic when you played online. So if you were actually trying to complete missions and stuff to earn multiplayer money, like good luck. So it's whatever for me. I am happy for the GTA community, and I couldn't agree with you more. The game looks fucking stunning. I mean, like, I couldn't believe how beautiful it looked. And then obviously, like you said, obviously in the internet videos. I'll make sure to repost it on my TikTok, so check it out. Is the one-to-one comparisons with real world events. I mean, they nailed it. They fucking nailed every single one of them, man. So I'm excited. I'm excited to try it out. It comes out in 2025. It's going to be probably September, October. I think it's going to be a really good release. So I just wanted to touch on it. Obviously, it's a huge deal, but it's Grand Theft Auto. I mean, it's not going to be a bad game. They don't know what it
No.
means to make a bad game. So I do look forward
Obviously,
to it.
they spent 10 years on it, so
Yeah, they spent quite a long time on it, and it shows that one trailer shows it. I think that's the thing I'd like to really highlight though before we move on to Monster Hunter, is GTA or Rockstar has always done a great job of showing you exactly what you're going to get. Like, this is your gameplay, this is what it's going to look like in game, and we're not hiding anything from you. I've always got to admit their marketing's like perfect. I've never felt slighted at all.
I mean, and you can see that. You can see what the GTA, just Rockstar and GTA, the name has in general, because you know that one poster they did. I can't. How many? There's countless other gaming franchises that just copied it. Even Halo
Oh,
copied.
dude, yeah.
Like that. That shows how popular GTA is just in the gaming community in general, for all these other gaming communities to be like, hey, we're doing something too, and this and we're doing the same vibe as GTA. So like it's I'm I was kind of flabbergasted at that, so
Yeah, me too. But I think someone, I don't know if it was like a IGN or something, but someone had a really good perspective on it. But it's also like these other game developers showing respect to how powerful GTA is, and Rockstar. And I was like, yeah, I like that a lot. I mean, yeah, sure, if it works. I mean, everyone took it and made it their own. So like, instead of the palm trees, the Halo one had the Halo ring in the background, the mountains. I was like, that's sick. That's a really nice way to show respect. Obviously, everyone, I mean,
100%.
I hope Rockstar is humbled from that, because it definitely wasn't trying to steal it. It's like, hey, this is a big deal.
No.
We want to be a part of that big deal.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, anything else about GTA before we kind of move on?
Well, if, like I said, if I knew more about it, I would love to talk more about it. I just, it's not a franchise that really pulled me in, so. But I do respect it as a game for sure.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I'm really out of touch with it, but obviously by the trailer, one last thing is like it definitely looks like a Bonnie and Clyde kind of campaign. So I am curious to see how that plays out. There's a lot of theories that the dude is actually an undercover cop and he puts her in jail. So we'll see how that all plays out. But next up is something that I posted my live reaction to because I couldn't believe it actually happened, is Monster Hunter Wilds.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeti, how long you been playing Monster Hunter for, if at all?
Oh, so kind of fairly new. It was the one that first came on Xbox. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Monster Hunter,
World.
World. Yeah. That's the one that really pulled me into the franchise, and I been playing it ever since.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Monster Hunter World was my favorite game of all the last generation. So, 1X and
It's
all that. I have like almost 1,000 hours on it. But yeah, I've been playing Monster Hunter since the third one came out in 2012. It was a franchise I always knew about, but I never gave the time of day to. And then one of my coworkers convinced me, he's like, dude, you gotta play it. Like, just play it. And The learning curve was hard. It was extremely hard. It took like 5 hours to figure the game out. But man, after that, it's been one of the best rides ever, and it's become one of my favorite franchises of all time. And I thought Rise was cool. I played it on the Switch. It came out on the Xbox. It's okay. It's not bad, but it's not World. So yeah, as you can imagine. Oh, go ahead.
I said it's not World exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So as you can imagine, seeing this Wilds trailer, I, as you saw, lost my shit, and I couldn't be more excited. But what were your thoughts just seeing this trailer and obviously the animation?
So at the beginning of it, I didn't think it was... I didn't know what it was. It didn't have that Monster Hunter vibe at the beginning of the trailer, so I was really confused when I was like, oh my god. Right when I saw Capcom, I was like, oh my god, is this another Monster Hunter game? and then, you know, the style of it, I love it, but it didn't say Monster Hunter right off the, you know, right off the bat to me. So I'm excited to see how the game goes, but I was just as confused as you were when all of a sudden it was like, oh, this is a Monster Hunter's game. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. When the calling card came on, I was like, oh shit. Yeah, you know, it's funny too, because on the side of the guy's pouch is a light bow gun, but I didn't think about it in the moment. Yeah. But yeah, the animation just looks stunning. And now we're going to get a dragon raptor dog thing.
Yeah.
That looks amazing as a mount. And then we see the Rathian fly over. You know, I was just, that's one of my favorite monsters.
When I saw that Rathian, I was like, oh, it's about to go down.
Yeah. That game's going to ruin my life for sure. I can't wait.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, so that comes out 2025. Just kind of wanted to touch on that real quick. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Let's move on to Halo, the reason why we're here, what brings us all together. I think we'll start off with season 5 as a whole. Like, what has been your experience and your overall thoughts of season 5 so far?
Season 5, you know, I've been playing this game since the beginning. But season 5, I feel like it's brought a new, I don't know, a new attractiveness to it. Because it's, you can just open it up and there's 20 plus things you can do in multiplayer now. You can go play Firefight. You can go play Big Team Battle. You can go get your rank on. You can go do some Rumble Pit or Free For All. Or just get some Slayer in. Or and custom browser, I mean, there's so many things that the forging community and just the Halo community in general have been working on in the custom browser, and to see where Halo Infinite is now compared to where it was in season 1, it's just, it makes me happy as a Halo fan. To see where this game has come from. I know it's been a long time coming. I know it should have happened like right off the bat, but where it is now, it's like you said earlier, it's the silver age of Halo, you know? And I don't know, it's just brought a new life or a new love to me, just being able to be like, oh, I can go do this, or I can do this, or, you know, having choices in this game is huge. Obviously, for any Halo player, you want to have a choice to play what you want, not just have like 6 things you can choose from, like it was when the game started. So, and yeah.
I feel that though. I feel that, you know, I, you know, same thing, played Halo Infinite from the flights. You know, obviously we've been playing it since then, and to see where the game's come in almost exactly 2 years from launch is definitely nothing short of impressive. And I would say season 4 and 5 are like the post-launch updates we should have got, and then everything before should have been that launch. So I'm very happy to see like this is where we're at now. Just a huge shout out to basically Pierre Hines, who's the man who fixed MCC, and now he's over here fixing Halo Infinite with his juggernaut of a team. Yeah, he's definitely the GOAT of Halo developers right now for the last probably 10 years. It's just incredible what this man can get done, and with his team and everyone under him, just believing in him as a leader, delegating. It clearly is paying off because everyone's doing such a really good job. I couldn't agree, though. I think Halo, like Season 5, really added something that we've all been missing, just a new light to the game. We have the Flood Armors. We have great new battle passes, operations, combined arms. We have cross-core helmets. Like you said, the playlists have looked healthier and better than ever, and they rotate weekly now, just like MCC, which is where we needed to be. So Team Snipers is back this week. We'll talk about the mid-season update in a little bit, but... Yeah, there's just a lot of really good content. You got campaign, Forge, multiplayer, custom games browser, as you said. I mean, there's more to do in this game now than ever, and it's only going to keep getting better for the next four seasons, because, like you said, they're going to do four more seasons. I think the community has been stronger, too. I constantly see new accounts, whether they're Smurfs or people legitimately just playing the game for the first time. The community's at, I think this week alone, we're at like 300,000 on Tuesday for the mid-season update.
On Tuesday, so,
The numbers are looking good. The sales are doing great. And honestly, it's just been a really good time for Halo fans. All of us have just been having a good time. Before we get into the mid-season.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Season update, though, with those good times, unfortunately, are some bad times, and I do want to touch on those because I think they should be spotlighted. Because, you know, as I've said before on stream, some of this stuff has happened to me now only in season 5 and not ever before. So we'll kind of touch on that real quick. What are some of the bad experiences you've had, whether it's crashing, just anything like that you'd like to share?
Just to come off of what you said, like, stuff that's only happened in season 5 that's never happened to me before is be in the middle of a match and everything's going fine and all of a sudden my screen freezes and my game crashes and I go back to the home screen just out of nowhere. That's something that I've never experienced with Halo before. And frankly, it's just, I don't get it. I don't know why, but I know that it happens to everybody. So I don't know what's going on there. But and also, I'm having connection issues. Like my ping will go up from I'm usually at a steady 80 ping most of the time I'm playing. And then all of a sudden I'm up at 200, 300 for like 3 or 4 seconds and then I'm fine again. And I'm not where I'm at or I'm not where I was before that lag spike, you know. So this is stuff that's I've noticed in season 5 that's kind of, it's irritated me, but it's not something that's keeping me from playing the game. You know what I mean? It's a mild annoyance that just happens every once in a while.
That's how dedicated you are as a fan, and I fucking love that, dude. I fucking love that. But to kind of piggyback off what you said, so yeah, I've kind of kept track because it's unfortunately happened pretty much exclusively on stream, so it's been easy to count the number. I've had a record total of 22 crashes that have happened that have not only ranked me down a whole tier, so now I'm Diamond 4 where I was Diamond 5, besides my performance too, the jitter. So basically what we're talking about when it comes to unstable packet loss and jitter, you'll be fighting someone and it looks like they're strafing so good that they're ice skating and there's literally nothing you can do. And as Yeti said, it kind of just happens out of nowhere. You can be halfway through your game and have a crash. You can be towards the end of your game and all of a sudden this jitter makes you lose because you cannot kill these people. Like, you literally cannot win the fights. One of the other things that's been extremely unfortunate, as we all know, getting to hero rank is awesome. And big team battle is a huge part of that. Well, with season 5, the map Breaker has been plagued. There'll be terrible visual pop in. The map literally looks like it's like being cut like paper all in front of you. And then also the frame rate drops to 30 when you get to the middle of the map. And it looks horrible on your game. I mean, it's very unstable and it's hard to play. And those are just some of the issues that we've had that are extremely unfortunate too, because it's basically ruined this experience to an extent. But as I just mentioned and laughing about it, we're devoted fans, so obviously we're going to keep playing. But it's unfortunate. And thankfully, with the mid-season update, we had some slight fixes. They were able to address some of these issues. I'm happy to report the crashing is pretty much gone. And one of the things that came out of the mid-season... What's that?
Sorry. Go.
Oh, no, I thought you said I crashed. Okay, good. I thought you said I crashed. I'm like, no. I'm glad that you haven't crashed. But one of the other things that came with the mid-season update, we finally have Firefight on official capacity here, and it's King of the Hill on 9 different maps. So we got Valhalla, Last Resort, or Zanzibar, but it's called Kusini Bay. And then we also have the House of Reckoning from the campaign and so many other maps that are just original maps that now have King of the Hill Firefight. And it's taught me something very amazing, is that not only has Firefight always been one of my favorite modes of all time, but this fresh take on it, King of the Hill, is the perfect Halo experience, because the Halo experience is always about your 30 seconds of fun, and you are going to get that entirely in this game mode, because they are rushing you. All the enemies spawn, they're coming right for you and the hill. Like, there is no hiding, the downtime you have is maybe 10 to 15 seconds. But one of the things they did in this playlist that I'm really excited to talk about is also their networking. So this playlist is testing out their whole new networking overhaul, and I gotta say, there is no lag, there is no issues, no desync. I mean, the game runs almost flawlessly. So Yeti, speaking of Punk Fire, a Firefight, like, what has been your thoughts on that so far?
I mean, I've been playing Firefight since Reach, you know. Yeah. So seeing them bring this fresh take of Firefight into this game, like with the King of the Hill aspect, is Picasso. Like, it's perfect for PvE. And I've had better experiences connection wise with the Firefight playlists than I've ever had in this game ever. Like, I have no issues whatsoever when I'm playing that game. My shots hit, so and you know, there's no better feeling than seeing those medals pile up as you're just killing grunts and you're killing elites and you're killing brutes, and it's a great addition to this game, and I think it was much needed.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what made ODST so fun, is not only were you playing like a PvE mode with your friends on these gorgeous maps with this incredible game, but you also had the rewards popping up, you had the medals popping up, and getting a double kill for like taking out 2 grunts with 1 sniper bullet or 2, like 1 plasma, getting that cluster luck. Like, that's just fun. Like, that's the whole point of why we play Halo, to hear Jeff Stitzer going crazy over what we do. And it feels so rewarding. And it does every single time. My last match last night, I got like 4 demons or whatever. And it was like really gratifying. Like, it was fun. Does it mean anything? No, but to me it does. So it's, something that was much needed, and I think it's bringing a whole new life to the game on its own, because honestly, the skill-based matchmaking kind of sucks, and when you go from like these super sweaty matches to just hanging out, basically playing Firefight, it is very satisfying.
Absolutely. So, couldn't agree more.
Is there any specific map or boss that you've had a really fun time with specifically, or just you just like the whole
I think my it would have I did I did it on launch site. Firefight on launch site was probably one of my best favorite experiences I've had in Firefight. And I think it was Eshram. Eshram's probably my favorite boss to go up against in Firefight. So
I agree with that. Go ahead.
The last time, or when I played launch site, he was on it, and I had that repulsor, and I had to repulse him off the map, and you know, and that was it. That's another thing with Firefight that I wanted to say is that I love the fact that we can use the repulsor against Covenant now, because you couldn't do it in the campaign, and now you get to have that experience in Firefight against Covenant or the Banished. It's probably one of the most funnest experiences I've had. So
I couldn't agree with that more. And that was like my first thought when I grabbed the repulsor and I started using it. I was like, oh, this is why it wasn't in the campaign, because it's practically broken just the way it is. Like, I'd be launching bosses into walls, just pancaking them all day. It's so much fun playing live fire. I always want to say live wire, like the Mountain Dew, but playing live fire with a repulsor is just something else, man. It's really special. But yeah, as far as the mid-season update goes, we also got the repair field. Have you used that at all?
I have, and I gotta say, it's I was very hesitant on how I was gonna feel about it, but I love it. I love the fact that it doesn't just do the vehicles; it does you. You can heal up with it. I did not know that when it was first released. So seeing it in like Rumble Pit and picking it up and like being able to like kill somebody and run off and heal real quick, like, that's amazing. I think it's a great addition to the game. I think it's a fresh, great idea. Strategy wise, it's a great addition as well. So I think I think they did really good with it.
I agree. I haven't had a ton of experience with it myself. I have picked it up a few times and revived us and a vehicle. So that was something I was really happy to find out too, is that it heals us and not just the vehicles. Like, I was very, very happy about that. I'm sure we all know, but I don't know if you've seen it, but Mint Blitz over here, always doing something new and creative. Have you seen his video yet where he jumps out of his own WAS to throw the repair field on and then gets back in it and heals it? Oh yeah. I'll have to send it to you.
Mint Blitz, of course, it would be him.
Yeah, I love that dude so much. But so we have a new piece of equipment. We have the Winter Contingency 2 starting in next week, actually. And it's going to bring us some new Christmas-themed armor and some new holiday maps.
Thank you, God.
I know, Christmas is my favorite. I want my Spartan to look as Christmassy as possible.
Yeah.
You've actually already done a really good job of making your Spartan look pretty festive, I would say.
Yeah, I got my Rudolph vibe going on and some Christmas grenades on, so.
I think I forgot to buy those, huh? The Christmas grenades.
I forgot to buy the Santa Claus hat, and I'm upset about it, but I'm sure they'll have something coming week, so I'm excited.
The Santa hat has to come back. I hope that they make that available on all helmets too.
Reindeer one is for all, or not for all helmets, but it's for all cores, so, or it's a cross core helmet. So,
oh, okay, I'll have to check that out then. Let's see, anything else Halo that you want to talk about? Anything that you feel like you would like to share here that maybe I haven't talked about myself on the podcast?
Well, I kind of just wanted to. There's been quite a few people that have asked me about, because I kind of made an uproar about the about the trailer that they released for the mid-season update. Mm-hmm. So it's been 2 years since the games came out, And, you know, they're bringing in this firefight and stuff like that. For some reason, like, I had it in my head that they were going to be doing something more. Like, we're going to get a taste of something, like, campaign wise or, you know, something like that. And then we just got this. And don't get me wrong, I love where the game's at right now, but I'm one of those lore guys, you know, so I like playing those campaigns and stuff like that, and I feel like we need some fresh content on that side of the game, but I don't know. It's just something I wanted to voice.
Yeah, so campaign DLC isn't coming. I think it's a
I know.
huge mistake, and it sucks because I think that campaign has so much left to be desired. I love everything about it. I think we just need a couple more biomes. We can use the flood, and now that the flood are officially back through the armor cores that we got, I would love to see that lore really fleshed out through gameplay and not just, you know, our blogs, not our books. Because I think that's something that 343 is, like, in my opinion, really fucking up on when it comes to the lore, is everything's in the books. Like, you know, we have an Arbiter book. It's like, well, why isn't there like an Arbiter like side campaign? You know, in Gears of War 3, you literally play as Rom in some instances after you play as the whatever squad that is. So sometimes we can play as a different character again.
Yeah, like
But
in Halo 5, when you got to play with Locke, you know.
oof, I can I'm
I
not
know.
looking forward to playing that campaign on stream. I'm gonna be shitting on it the whole time.
I hated Halo 5's campaign so much, but I love the multiplayer. So, but
Yeah.
that's when I got competitive in Halo was Halo 5. So I
Nice.
can't say anything bad about the multiplayer.
I guess I can't technically say anything bad either, because that's when I was like really, really getting competitive, getting Onyx without a problem. For whatever reason, I can't do it on Infinite. But
Me neither.
to no, I can't. I don't know why. I
I
just
can't
can't.
do
It's
it
just not
either,
meant
so.
to be, and it's not meant to be, and I gave up. But as far as me bringing up the campaign DLC and kind of just you already everything I said, you already know. But that trailer was amped up to be more than just a mid-season update. So anyone who
It
tells you otherwise can go fuck themselves. I'll tell them for you, because
was.
it really was advertised as, hey, there might be a look at something else. And I didn't think it was campaign. I want that. But it did make it seem like maybe a new game mode, maybe new original maps that we want to showcase for the first time. Like, hey, here's what's coming with a winter contingency. So I felt like there was more coming for sure.
It would
Yeah.
if it wasn't campaign. And I know that I'm gonna, I don't know how people are gonna feel about this, but I, other than campaign, I thought it was gonna be Tatanka. And I know that that's not a thing anymore, but Tatanka was gonna bring something different into Halo. And I thought that might have been the other thing that they would have showcased, but it wasn't, so.
Yeah, I think Tatanka, I really, really wanted it a year ago, but
I
as we
wanted it
talked,
a year ago. Yeah.
yeah, and like as we touched on with Pierre Hines, like really, you know, reviving Infinite just like he did MCC, I think a Halo Battle Royale should still happen. I just think it should happen in maybe a couple of years, because now I just want Infinite to be the complete Halo package, just like MCC, before we move on to whatever's next. And then, you know, whatever's after Halo Infinite, which will hopefully just be a brand new campaign following our story. I'm not opposed to a battle royale, but they're in a tight position, because no matter what people want to believe, that battle royale is going to kill Arena Halo. It's done after that. So, and what I mean by it's done too is I mean the population. Like, I think there's still a good pro series that we can have. I love watching the World Championships and all those you know, the events, but we've seen what it does. The Battle Royale eliminates basically other, I mean, it literally eliminated Titanfall 3. We're not even getting it now because of Apex. So, and then look at Fortnite, you know, Save the World has been completely abandoned, and now it's just all Fortnite and what they're doing in that. So, which I gotta give them credit, as much as I hate it. They do refresh the game, you know, perfectly. They do add stuff that has never been seen before. But yeah, so I get it. Like, Tatanka would be cool as like a hey, it's
Separate.
unfinished, but it's playable. Go play it in customs or something. I don't know.
I feel that.
Yeah, Tatanka kind of has like the Star Wars Battlefront 3 effect for me, like the OG pandemic Battlefront games, where it's like, damn, I really wish we would have got it, even unfinished, you know? So,
yeah,
I feel you. But again, though, I want people to know that trailer was advertised as more than what we got. So you're not wrong.
Absolutely.
I'd be happy to tell you too, like, hey, my friend, I think you might have saw the wrong advertisement, but it's like, no, I'm on your side. I completely agree.
Especially for it only being a minute and like 15 seconds. I was like, wait, what? That's it? And then I just like threw my phone down and just went about my day. But like, I was like, what the heck? A minute and 15 and that's all we get?
I feel you. And it got even worse for me. And I don't know if it happened to you. So on Sunday, there was like a Mexico Comic Con or something, and 343 sent them their version of that trailer with just a little added, you know, blurbs. So I watched the same trailer twice in 24 hours and I was like, no way, it's just the same thing they just sent to the Comic Con. Yeah, it's almost the same shit. So I was really disappointed. I think for me, the thing that I was like really hoping to see was Cross-Core Shoulders, you know, advertised, which because this Cross-Core shit has been a dream. It's been so much fun to do Cross-Core. The armor coatings, which I forgot to mention earlier, a lot of them are Cross-Core. 167 of them just got added as Cross-Core in the mid-season update. I mean, goddamn, Halo 3 is back, baby.
Right.
Halo 3, Halo Infinite. It's so fun to talk about. Anything else you want to touch on before we kind of wrap it up here?
No, I think I covered everything I thought about.
No, that's awesome, man. I'm so happy you came on. We'll definitely have to do some updates. We'll have you on to talk all things Halo and catch up, and I'll give our thoughts on what's happening. You know, we have the Winter Contingency coming up, and then Season 6 should be in February, I believe, or end of January. So I'm hoping... Oh, actually, that's what we'll do before you go. Just a real quick thing. Is there anything that you really want to see, no matter what, in Season 6?
I want to see more weapons added.
Any weapons specifically?
I probably won't get it, but I want to see the railgun again.
I miss the railgun too.
I miss the railgun so much.
That was always like a 343 weapon I really loved, for sure.
Yeah, it's a great weapon.
When you hit Other someone than with that, it, it's just disrespecting them.
Exactly. Other than that, I would like to see an SMG added. I think that would be a nice little addition to the game.
Yeah.
Because we only have one fully automatic weapon, that's the AR. So.
Yeah, and the only two SMGs that they have that are considered that are the Sentinel Beam and Needler. It's like, well, give us the UNSC one.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I agree with that. I want the SMG and the silenced one. The ODST version, not the Halo 2 Anniversary one.
That'd be awesome.
I want the rail gun, but I really miss the Spartan laser too.
Oh, bro.
I love that gun.
It makes me want to go back to MCC and play that.
I know, right? Well, I was playing the modded firefight. I'll probably go get a laser on it or something. But I think it's time for us to get a new core, because I think the gallery is amazing. And I really, really want us to look like the Gen 3 Spartans. I'm sorry, I forgot what the generation is. Anyways, I want to look like Red Team. So I want the Spirit of Fire to come back in the lore somehow. And we get armor cores that represent Red Team. I want Jerome's Halo Wars 2 helmet. Bad. Bad.
Me too. I love that one.
It's perfect. It's so like the good. Perfect combination of the Mark 5 and the Mark 6 just put together. Like, they figured it out.
They did.
But I hope that we get a new armor core, or at least those armor pieces in the game. And then lastly, just icing on the cake, because we already know it's in the game files and people modded it in, is the Falcon. And I also want a new vehicle. And I think the Falcon needs to come back. I think it's amazing. It's a great transport vehicle. With the kind of big team battle maps that we have, there's no way it can't be implemented for one per team each spawn. So,
well...
Well, I have quite the Christmas list.
Right. Well, now that I think about it, the other thing I would like them to add is the beam rifle.
Ooh,
or the carbine. One or the other. But
you know, let's just get ridiculous. Add the elephant back, too.
Catch the elephant. Just do it. But, you know, those gun, you know, I love the skewer. I think it was a great addition to the game. But the OG Covenant Sniper is something I really want to see. You can't go wrong.
The design on it seems nice.
Yeah, well, except when you're going through Halo 2 Legendary Campaign and you got those jackals beaming you.
These bastards, man. That shit's horrible. But all right. Well, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Yeti, is there anything you'd like to say before we end this right now?
No, just, thank you for the opportunity. And I'm really excited that we were able to do this finally.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to have you again for sure. But thank you guys so much for listening to the It Just Works podcast. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.